Hey, good morning. Joining me in the studio this morning is Allie Long with the Local Food Alliance. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you guys all geared up, ready to roll for the Harvest Fest?
We're certainly getting there.
So let's talk about this. This is one of those events that is still in its infancy. I need everything you know about it.
Oh, boy. Well, it's really centered around giving both the restaurants and the locals here a chance to taste what our community of farmers in Idaho has to offer. And the restaurants have stepped up and created some amazing little tastes using all of our local farmers' produce and proteins. And there are 13 of them this year. Last year we had 10. And it's going to be a really great, robust walk around the main street of Haley to get an idea of who's serving up what, and then have some fun before and after. So before there's a food fair, which I've been saying is really a chance to meet the folks who are leading the charge towards a resilient local food system. And it's really information and inspiration, and just kind of go to Will Call a little bit earlier and enjoy yourself and have some wine and beer and some appetizers from Al at the Sustainability Center. And then at 5, the restaurant walk will start, and we've arranged a map in sort of clockwise fashion if you want to follow that, or if you want to zigzag, or whatever you want to do. We are hoping people will cross at designated spots on Main Street to avoid the traffic jams we caused last year, which was really
I know you just kind of saw a bunch of nomadic people out there just walking wherever.
It was great.
Hey,
it was fun. I didn't even realize it. What is all this traffic? And then I thought, oh my gosh, this is our event. So and then afterwards, really the kicker is an Atkinson's street party. We're so grateful to Atkinson's this year. They have stepped up to be our lead sponsor. And it's a really a perfect marriage because Atkinson's has been providing us with local farm fresh food since their inception. And, you know, before it was cool, before local food was cool. And now that it's really the hip thing, we're really pleased to partner with Atkinson's and do bring the community, the Kim Stocking Band, and a really fun street party on River Street and in the sustainability parking lot after the restaurant walk.
Can people still get tickets for this event?
Absolutely. Tickets are available on our website, which is a rather long URL. It's woodrivervalleyharvestfest.org.
Okay.
They're also available at the Sustainability Center if you just want to walk in. And then, of course, they'll be available the day of the event. Of course, we're recommending to get on the website and get them now because last year we sold out. We had to cap sales. And and we actually ran out of food. And apologies to those people who didn't get their tastes or as many as they liked. And this year we are ready for you.
Are you guys going to have those little wine glasses like you did last year for
Actually,
sale?
Actually, next year we're going to bring those back.
Yeah.
This year we're working with Viken. It's a new company that's based up in Ketchum that is really teaching people about water and the importance of not buying the single-use plastic bottles, but B, really what quality water is. And Viken has graciously donated about almost 200 water bottles that we are giving to the first people who arrive at Will Call for their wristbands.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they'll get a water bottle. So we're kind of taking a little more healthy approach this year. Make sure you hydrate and along with your local wine and beer and spirits.
Yeah. So some of the restaurants that are participating this year, do you have a list of those?
Well, of course, there's Al at the Sustainability Center.
Yeah.
He's sort of kicking it off. And then we have Divine, Da Vinci's, Dang's, Sawtooth Brewery, 103, Seasons, Lago Azul, CK's, Zoe 75, KB's, Smoky Bone Barbecue. And then finally, the Haley Fire Department is going to be barbecuing up some wings.
Mm.
And they're going to have their fire truck on Main Street. So it really is a family-friendly event. We'll have kids' events at the food fair, and then again, after the restaurant walk at the street party, we'll have some great. We just got a hold of an apple press, and
oh, nice.
Waterwheel Garden donated us some apples, and we'll be pressing some cider with the kids.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, we're trying to make it as harvesty as possible.
Well, again, tickets and more information a click away at WoodRiverValleyHarvestFest.org, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Get your tickets. Allie Long with the Local Food Alliance. We'll see you Saturday.
Yes, you will. Thanks so much.